The following program offers general information, not legal advice, and does not create an attorney-client relationship. Please do not reveal information in this public setting that you wish to keep confidential. Every person's legal situation is unique. You should contact your attorney or other professional advisors before taking any actions related to the subjects discussed in this program.
Long-term care policies reinsured by any state?
The nursing home wants payment.
Am I protected in any way?
It's time to know your options.
I have a question for the VA benefit aide in attendance.
LifePoint Law presents Aging Options.
He got her to sign a document to change the will. What are you doing? He got her to sign that.
With elder law attorney and life planning coach, Rajiv Nagayach.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Anytime, Ray. You bet.
Health, housing, finance, and legal. Know your options. Now, here's co-host Phil George and life planning coach Rajiv Nagayach.
No time, no information, and seniors and families are asked to choose a rehab center. How does that work out?
And there's another industry report that's revealing what we already knew. Boomers are unprepared for retirement.
And tech for seniors, new technology, technological advances can help cure loneliness, keep dementia patients at home.
And if you're married and facing retirement, you might have some work to do to make certain you're both on the same page.
You don't have to be retired. In my case, I have work to do every day. So those are the stories that we are going to be talking about today. But, you know, whatever our stories are, probably not nearly as important as whatever questions you may have on your mind. If you are aging, you have any questions about aging, when to start Social Security, when to retire, should you buy a long-term care insurance policy? Is that a good thing to do? How about reverse mortgages? How about legal planning? You know, should you have a will or trust? How about the first story we talked about? How are you going to select your rehab center? Mm. Would you prefer to come and get rehab at home? So how do you organize your housing issues? Anything that has to do with aging and when things go wrong, how to plan so that you can live a life that is in keeping with your expectations? That's the subject matter of this show, Aging Options. You can give us a call at 360-676-KGMI. That's 360-676-5464 and teleport yourself. And Bill, Superman Bill,
jeez,
is going to be sitting up there talking to you.
I will
phone.
I'll be happy to answer your calls. You're saying, well, one thing, should I buy a Datsun 280ZX? Maybe that. No, you're asking all these questions. What should you be doing in retirement? Should I have a midlife crisis at 66 and buy a new car? That's my question for today. But I think I know the answer from both of you guys. Probably drive it till the wheels fall off. Right.
Exactly.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought. But anyway,
well, I don't think so. You know, yeah. I mean, but yeah, we can debate that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The numbers again, 360-676-KGMI, 360-676-5464 are the numbers to call. By the way, Rajiv, I heard you had a great seminar last Saturday in Mount Vernon.
You know, as always, mm-hmm. anytime that we come up to your neck of the woods, Bill, they are good seminars, and we had a very good, I think, turnout, and we had even better results from the whole thing. Hopefully everyone walked out of there learning something a little bit about retirement planning that they hadn't really thought about before. Mm-hmm. And that is the point of all those seminars. We had a great seminar. Phil?
No, you're absolutely right. And I was gone. I was actually dealing with some clients down in Bellevue. So it was, sorry I wasn't there and able to meet everybody, but from everything I heard, it was just a fantastic.
Well, you know, Rajiv rehearsed it as a solo act. So, you know.
I'm sure he did. So Rajiv, you know, housing questions are some of the trickiest that we face when we're dealing with retirement and helping people with their planning. This first article kind of really underlines that, and it's about the problems that families have when the ultimate question comes up. Which rehab facility do you want to send your mom to?
And, you know, this is a story that we had touched on even last week. Interestingly enough, we had talked about this story last week, and in that story that we had talked about was we were taking a look at the results. That if you could access care in your own home, meaning rehab in your own home, how does that qualitatively, from a results point of view, how does that compare to people who go to a rehab center to get that rehab? And the answer was pretty clear. There is very little, if any, difference between the results that people end up getting rehab at home and getting rehab in a care facility. And the obvious question that was hanging in the air was, then how come everyone is not given the choice to come back home, get the rehab center? And today's story actually connects that dot and answers the question to some extent, in the sense that if you go to the story and you click the link, you will actually go down to an NBC article, and the NBC article, actually the headline on that article is going to be there is no time, no information. And new research reveals that seniors and families are poorly served when choosing a rehab facility. I mean, that just is the reality to the whole thing. And this actually is not NBC. This is from Kaiser Health News, is where the story comes from. And amazingly enough, it says that the stress, the confusion, older adults and families frequently make under the stress and the confusion, older adults and their families frequently make less than optimal choices. And according to a 2018 study from the Medicare Payment Advisory Commission, an independent agency that advises Congress on Medicare, nearly 84% of Medicare beneficiaries who go to a skilled nursing facility after a hospital stay could have selected a higher rated provider within a 15-mile radius. On average, MedPAC noted, hospitals refer patients needing short-term rehab to an average of 34 facilities. How is it that, you know, I mean, so there are multiple layers of failures that you see happening up here. One is, 84% of the people who are sent to skilled nursing facilities, if they could have taken time to understand the issue a little bit better, 84% of them could probably have opted for a facility that would give them better results. And my suspicion is, even though this article doesn't talk about it at all, I'd say about by far about a similar number, about 70 to 80% of those people who end up in a rehab center could probably have come back home. But they don't, because we never think about it. Our planning around illnesses and rehab centers, if you will, this question that I end up in the hospital and I have to pick a rehab center, what is my planning around that? Think about it. The planning is, I hope to God I never go there, and we are ostriches, head stuck in the sand. Oh, no, 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 there is some planning, right? I mean, the planning is called a power of attorney. What is a power of attorney? It's a legal document. You surveyed a bunch of people in your life, and you selected some people that you have a lot of faith in, that when my chips are down, these people will be able to manage my affairs. You put their name down on that document, and you hand a copy of that document to them and say, you know, when my chips are down, you'll figure it all out. Figure what out? Never say that. You'll figure it out. Figure what out? You never figure that out. And therefore, the reality is going to be, you end up in a hospital, never really gave it a second thought. We were hoping never to end up there. We end up there, spend three midnights there, get sent to a rehab center after that, covered by Medicare. And before you go to the rehab center, what does that process look like? Oh, a discharge nurse is going to talk to the person whose name you put in the power of attorney. Oh, you have the power of attorney. Now, which rehab center do you want to pick? And, oh, by the way, here's a list. On an average, about 34 rehab centers here. And the question asked to the nurse is, well, which one do you think is the best one? Oh, don't ask me that. I can't answer that question for you. And so why is the answer not, I want to be able to go back home? Because your planning has made it so that will not be the answer. What do you mean my planning has made it so? Think about it. Your planning is the power of attorney. What does the power of attorney say to your agent? What should the agent do when the nurse is asking for rehab center selection to be made by your agent? What answer do you want your agent to give? Oh, there's nothing written up there. Why not? Because that's not legal planning. Legal planning is just putting names and addresses together, really. Why would your power of attorney not be one that would say that I have looked at all my life and I've organized my affairs in such a way so that when I fall ill, I want the care to be coming to me. I don't want to be going to a place of care. I want to live in a place where I'm familiar. I have a measure of control over my life. I'm comfortable in my familiar surroundings. That's where I want to be. And you have made the preparations. And then in the power of attorney, you say something to the effect, oh, you agent, when you have to start acting on my behalf, you're going to call a geriatric care manager, a nurse of some sort, someone in the medical community, and you will ask them to work with the hospital system to find a way to bring me back home. Doesn't hospice do that every single day? Mm-hmm. It does. I mean, if I had less than 6 months to live, then the hospice system will pull together a multidisciplinary medical team, usually headed by a social worker, a nurse, or occupational therapist, go to Rajiv's house, take a look at what will it take for him to go back home. We can make it all happen. But why not? When we don't have it, Look, we are well over our break. Why don't we take our break and we'll come back? And what I want to talk to you about, Phil, I think you and mm-hmm. I talked briefly about, I was in California last week.
Yes.
I want to kind of talk to you and tie this conversation to the California visit that I just made. Mm-hmm. It was just the most utterly fascinating conversation that you'll be listening if you are aging and this is something that you care about. We'll be back right after this break.
KGMI is streaming. Go to KGMI.com and listen all day from KGMI Bellingham and KGMI.com.
Life kind of hits you in the face.
There's more to ensuring a successful retirement than money.
I guess the biggest fear is having my children be burdened with taking care of me.
Traditional retirement planning is often fragmented, leaving families vulnerable. Learn the essentials of a comprehensive life plan. See Rajiv Nagayach of Aging Options. Protect your dreams, equip yourselves, and empower your loved ones.
When you put it all together and you say to your family, we've taken care of this, that was so meaningful. And for my wife, it was a ton of bricks off of her shoulders.
Address healthcare, housing, legal, finances, and family, and receive two complimentary tickets to Rajiv's next upcoming event by visiting agingoptions.com. Ensuring you won't run out of money or become a burden on loved ones takes a plan.
You really need guidance.
See Rajiv. Visit agingoptions.com. Agingoptions.com.
Most of us hope we'll never need an attorney. When you do, call on the trusted attorneys of LifePoint Law. With a mission to protect the vulnerable, LifePoint Law will be your David amidst the Goliath of legal battles. Informing, protecting, representing, and defending. Call on LifePoint Law, 877-353-3747. For elder law and estate planning, public benefits, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid issues, LifePoint Law is on your side. 877-353-3747. 877-353-3747. From probate and trust administration to special needs and living wills to complex litigations of elder neglect and abuse, the right attorney can save you time, money, and protect your right to quality of life. When you need an attorney, call LifePoint Law, 877-353-3747. 877-353-3747.
Life kind of hits you in the face.
There's more to ensuring a successful retirement than money.
I guess the biggest fear is having my children be burdened with taking care of me.
Traditional retirement planning is often fragmented, leaving families vulnerable. Learn the essentials of a comprehensive life plan. See Rajiv Nagayach of Aging Options. Protect your dreams, equip yourselves, and empower your loved ones.
When you put it all together and you say to your family, we've taken care of this, that was so meaningful. And for my wife, it was a ton of bricks off of her shoulders.
Address healthcare, housing, legal, finances, and family, and receive two complimentary tickets to Rajiv's next upcoming event by visiting agingoptions.com. Ensuring you won't run out of money or become a burden on loved ones takes a plan.
You really need guidance.
See Rajiv. Visit agingoptions.com. Agingoptions.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI News Talk 790 or the Cascade Radio Group.
LifePoint Law presents Aging Options. Protect your assets, preserve your quality of life, and enjoy a happy and healthy retirement. Once again, Aging Options. With co-host Phil George, here's life planning coach Rajiv Nagayach.
Oh, and don't forget about your humble person answering the telephone, Bill Davis, 360-676-5464, 360-676-KGMI. If any of these subject matters tickle you at all or you got questions, of course, we got Phil and Rajiv here to answer those for you. Now, Rajiv, you wanted to talk about something that was that happened to you in California. You got a story?
Well, you know, I went to California. It was a speaking engagement that I had. And obviously, who do you have living in California? You've got all the Hollywood types, mm-hmm. right? So I ended up in this place, and the conference was there. And guess who was in the audience? Oh. You know Glenn Campbell, right? The singer who had Alzheimer's, and then he ends up in a nursing home. All sorts of interesting things happen. His entire family was there.
Really?
His kids were there and stuff. On Star Trek, there's a character called Uhura. Remember that one?
Yeah, Nicole. Oh,
right,
okay.
Right. Her family was there. Mickey Rooney, his family was there.
Oh, wow.
Kasem, his family was there. All these notable, and they were people who didn't have dementia or anything. They were other actors and comedians and all that. You look around, they pan around the audience. These are all faces that you see. And so I was speaking. It was an afternoon engagement that I had. And right before me, there was a physician who had talked about, advanced directives and stuff like that. And great presentation. But all the same old, right? What is a Poles form? What is a power of attorney? What is a living will?
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to do it? How does the doctor? And this doctor, by the way, interestingly enough, not only is he a doctor, he went back to law school and got a law degree also. So he's out there, talking about things, and he talked about it. And then all through his presentation, I was thinking, oh man, I wish I had a chance to collaborate my discussion with yours. It would be more meaningful, because a lot of things that you're going to say, I'm going to come back and directly contradict all of those things. Right, because his point was that you need to have a good document. And I was saying a document doesn't do anything. Yeah. You can have the best damn document sitting out there, unless some of the people who are going to be implementing and working with the document know exactly what is it that you're hoping to do. You're going to have the outcomes like Mickey Rooney did, like Casey Kasem did, like Uhura did, like all these people who are sitting up there, Glenn Campbell, all these people. How come bad things happen? And Tim Conway. How come he's having that outcome? And that is the point that I ended up making up there. And my presentation was, again, an hour and 30 minutes. And there was pin drop silence during that presentation. And after the presentation, then, Miss Rooney, Mickey Rooney's daughter, she came up and said, hey, can we consult with you? Can we do some planning with you? So, yeah, sure, come up to Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
The point that I was making was, it's not that we don't do a lot of planning. We do one heck of a lot of planning. But the planning will fail 70-80% of the retirees. And in that case, all these notables who were sitting up there, they were there because they had been invited, because they had a story to tell. And in the morning, they were the ones who were on the stage talking about their families as to what went wrong, et cetera. And my point was that about 70-80% of those stories that went awry, they could have been saved. When's the last time that the person who did the planning, and take Casey Kasem for example, when is the last time do you think he sat around with his wife of, mind you, 33 some odd years, and his children from his first marriage, sat them around on the table and said to everyone, look, here's my power of attorney. And I'm naming my daughter, not my wife, I'm naming my daughter to be the power of attorney. And when you are going to have to act, the outcome that I want you to do, if I fall ill and I have to have care, I want the care to come to me because I have worked hard all my life, and we have roughly about $80 million. And I think we have enough money to be able to hire people coming down to the house. You're not going to move me. And if you do move me, you're going to have breached your fiduciary duty to me, and you should no longer be the person. And if you cannot be the person, then this next person is going to be the person. Did that really happen in any single one of those cases? Answer is no, and not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And when it didn't happen, guess what happens? Oh, you'll figure it out. So the wife is figuring what out in Casey Kasem's case? Puts him in a car, drags him from California through Oregon, and then he takes his last breath in a hospital in Gig Harbor, Washington, and the feud between the family is still continuing to this date. The case is not nearly over. Same thing with Mickey Rooney. Same thing with Glenn Campbell. Same thing with the Uhura family, where she was stuck in a nursing home. She was actually stuck in a freaking nursing home. And nobody in the family wanted to sit up and do anything about the whole thing because they didn't know what to do. Part of the family was, oh, she's okay. She's getting the care where she needs to. The other part of the family was, no, we want to be able to bring her back home. But nobody was able to pull it all together because the family was fragmented. And that's the planning that I say. There is a plan. You have done. Every one of us has done planning, Bill. And last week when you and I were talking about your ability to have a good outcome after your surgery,
mm-hmm.
right? We got a call. We got an email in my office. And by the way, if you were the one who sent the email and if you want to call the office and kind of follow up, 360-676-5464. 360-676-5464. 877-676-5464. Mm-hmm. If you had sent that email, this is the time for you to follow up on that one. But Bill, the essence of the email was, so what planning did Bill do that allowed him not to go to rehab center and he was able to go ahead and take care of himself in his own home with wonderful results?
Oh, yeah. And it turned out great. First of all, everybody has said my middle name is Lucky. Because I was lucky that I had a great surgeon, you know, that happened to be on call that night. I was lucky that the folks at St. Joe's in the emergency room were great, and they got me. I basically, for those who don't know, I had a double compound fracture. They had to put my leg back together, emergency surgery that night. Now, they checked me out the next day. I mean, they said, you're going home. I was like, wow, really? And they said, nope, your surgery went well. You're going home. But they actually had a physical therapist there that day at the hospital to make me do a few things to see if I was actually able to go home, which I was. Well, number one, I got a loving wife, which would helps a lot. She does a lot of work down in Kent, so she had to actually come back and forth from Kent for a few days while I was rehabbing at home. We didn't exactly have an initial plan. I mean, we knew what we needed to do, but we didn't have a real plan in place. We got lucky in that, like Aquarius, all the stars aligned at the same time, and the hospital said, okay, here, you need to talk to this occupational therapist. They come out to the house, and they make sure everything, you know, looks okay, that you can get around, and you don't have too many stairs to go from the bedroom to the bathroom or whatever. Then they turn you on to a physical therapist in home. And once again, all of these kind of started falling into place. So my wife and I actually together were able to make that plan. It was kind of a plan as we were, you know, as we were walking through it. So we didn't have just a button where we could just call somebody and say, okay, put this plan into place. And we just got very lucky in that plan, which was, we kind of navigated it as we went along. And we got so lucky to having very good people, and we had a great outcome overall. What we learned from that, Rajiv and Phil both, is that it would have been a lot nicer to had a complete plan in place that we could have hit one button and then everybody got contacted and boom, it was, because we had to do that all ourselves. It once again told us how lucky we were that we ran into good people and that the plan as we navigated it worked out well, and we did have a great income at the end. However, Rajiv and Phil both, that can be totally different when you're 80 years old, right?
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you were young enough and your wife and you were both spry enough and mm-hmm. you were mentally competent at that point of time.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you didn't have children advocating for you. You were advocating to a large extent for yourself. So clearly it turned out to be the way you want to.
Because we were kind of doing it ourselves as we went along. It's a lot better, like you say, if maybe you're not as competent as you used to be, that you have that plan in place. And I guarantee you guys both what I've learned from this show. We're working on that right now.
right. And that's what you need to do. And how do you put the plan together? That's at Anacortes. On the 7th.
Yes, May 7th. Right?
Two Tuesdays from today, on mm-hmm. the 7th, we'll be in Anacortes. And every time we go to Anacortes, there's always a great reception out there. There are not too many people talking about this stuff, and certainly not in Anacortes or in the islands out there. So if you happen to be within listening distance of this radio show, go to agingoptions.com, register for that seminar. These seminars do fill up rather quickly, and this time we'll be coming in the evening. Normally we go there on Saturdays, but this time we thought we'd come in the evening, and even more important for you to register and make sure that you get a spot safe for you. And we'll show you what you need to do to have much better outcomes than the average person does. Well, Bill is playing the music, so that means we have to be out of here, go make some money. We'll come right back, and hopefully we'll be taking your questions at 676. KGMI, this 360-676-5464. Call and join this conversation, won't you?
KGMI News Update.
Governor Jay Inslee's ORCA agenda is advancing in the Washington State Legislature. But the budget yet to be decided, how much of the governor's billion-dollar bold ambition will be accomplished is yet to be seen. Budgets passed by the House and Senate so far contain no funding to continue the governor's task force on ORCA recovery. There's no agreement yet on funding the governor's proposed panel to consider the effects of breaching the lower Snake River dams. Governor Jay Inslee on Friday signed a bill into law that gives cities and counties the authority to use local real estate excise taxes for affordable housing in addition to projects to combat homelessness. The governor, however, vetoed the section of the bill that outlined its goals, saying he was concerned that some could imply that the use of REIT is sufficient for every community to develop affordable housing and prevent people from entering homelessness. The Washington House has passed two measures aimed at protecting state and local governments in the event of natural disasters. The Daily News reports the bills, both sponsored by 19th District Democratic Senator Dean Tacco, passed on Wednesday. Senate Bill 5012 extends the Continuity of Government Act, originally intended for catastrophic attacks, to natural catastrophes. The House passed Senate Joint Resolution 8200. This allows the legislature to enact the measures in Senate Bill 5012. Your KGMI dependable forecast today was mostly sunny, high of 61. Sunday, sunshine and some clouds and a high of 58. And Monday, a little cloudy, a little rain and a high of 57. I'm Clay Willison with KGMI News.
Stay connected with KGMI.
Get local breaking news and all the information you need instantly. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
At KGMI Radio.
Life kind of hits you in the face.
There's more to ensuring a successful retirement than money.
I guess the biggest fear is having my children be burdened with taking care of me.
Traditional retirement planning is often fragmented, leaving families vulnerable. Learn the essentials of a comprehensive life plan. See Rajiv Nagayach of Aging Options. Protect your dreams, equip yourselves, and empower your loved ones.
When you put it all together and you say to your family, we've taken care of this, that was so meaningful. And for my wife, it was a ton of bricks off of her shoulders.
Address health care, housing, legal, finances, and family, and receive two complimentary tickets to Rajiv's next upcoming event by visiting agingoptions.com. Ensuring you won't run out of money or become a burden on loved ones takes a plan.
You really need guidance.
See Rajiv. Visit agingoptions.com. Agingoptions.com.
Most of us hope we'll never need an attorney. When you do, call on the trusted attorneys of LifePoint Law. With a mission to protect the vulnerable, LifePoint Law will be your David amidst the Goliath of legal battles. Informing, protecting, representing, and defending. Call on LifePoint Law, 877-353-3747. For elder law and estate planning, public benefits, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid issues, LifePoint Law is on your side. 877-353-3747. 877-353-3747. From probate and trust administration to special needs and living wills to complex litigations of elder neglect and abuse, the right attorney can save you time, money, and protect your right to quality of life. When you need an attorney, call LifePoint Law, 877-353-3747. 877-353-3747.
Traditional retirement planning can be a recipe for disaster. Is your financial, healthcare, housing, and legal plans all working together? Be sure. This is Aging Options with life planning coach, Rajiv Nagayach.
And welcome back to Aging Options. This is elder law attorney Rajiv Nagayach. And in the studios is also our
elder law attorney, life planning coach Phil George and
Bill Davis. We are taking your calls on Aging Options, 360-676-5464, 360-676-KGMI if you want to be a part of the show. And once again, as Rajiv told you just before the break, you guys have another seminar coming up in Anacortes 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday on the 7th. If you go to agingoptions.com, you can sign up for it there, gentlemen.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Rajiv, so we've got another article up here on agingoptions.com, and its title is something that we've talked about before, but new reports are revealing actually that boomers are seriously unprepared for retirement.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. Now, you know, Rajiv, when you and I did this show a couple of weeks ago, you told me that I'm not a boomer anymore. I'm a perennial, right?
Yep, that's okay. Right. So I think, you know, this doesn't apply to you. No, it does. Because
so I'm out.
you still fall in the same birthdays. Sure. I think it is anyone born after 1960 mm-hmm. is, and I forget what the upper range is, but, you know, you and I are probably comfortably going to be boomers, other than Phil, who's just being born right now.
I know, he's just a baby, just a baby, isn't he? Yeah.
So we can exempt him out. But
so you're saying we're really not prepared, right?
You know, and it says that. It says that if you go to the article, this is the CNBC article, the heading says this, the headline says this, baby boomers face retirement crisis, little savings, high healthcare costs, and unrealistic expectations. Well, if you're listening to this show, happen to be a boomer, what are your expectations? Why don't you give us a call, join the conversation, and see whether you agree or disagree with us. 360-676-5464. Give us a call. We'll talk to you. But in the meantime, Phil, I mean, this is a great study. I mean, it talks about the reality about too little savings. Talk to us about that.
No, it absolutely is. And this is something that we hear about quite often. It's just that, you know, there are more and more people obviously are approaching retirement. There's something like 76 million boomers in the U.S. right now. And the problem that's facing them is that they're coming to this retirement with little in savings, with high healthcare costs, and like you said, just those unrealistic expectations. And the article goes on to say that, you know, most people, and I should say that the focus of this article is obviously on people's financial well-being. And they say that the average Social Security benefit somebody is going to receive in retirement is about $14,000 a year, which isn't a whole lot. And it turns out that boomers don't have a whole lot else. Only about 23% or so are expecting to get any kind of pension. And then outside of that, there just has not been a whole lot of saving that's been done by the boomers to kind of bolster this retirement income. And Rajiv, that just puts them in a very precarious situation when it comes to their finances in retirement.
Right. And when you take a look at it, and obviously, you know, 45% boomers having no retirement savings, you know, what is that going to do to them? And when you ask the retirees as to what are you going to do with all of this, well, the common answer seem to be, well, we'll downsize. That's 58% of the boomers.
Yeah.
We'll return to work. That's another 37% of the boomers. You add those numbers up, you're now 94% of the boomers are either going to downsize and live only in Social Security, downsize where we don't know, and how much is that going to cost, we don't know. We know the rent in the Bellingham area. Think about the rent.
Yeah.
In the Bellingham area, they are just as much as a mortgage would be for most of us. And then the remaining 6%, they have even a better plan. We will ask our children for assistance. So, I mean, it's there. But here's what I say. I think if you're there in that situation, you haven't saved any money, you're about 60, 62, and you're thinking, oh my God, how do I save money? I'm just barely making it happen right now. Can't wait to go ahead and have Social Security start so I can actually retire and enjoy my days while my limbs are still working. I can still walk, talk, and chew gum at the same time. You know, I'll somehow make it work. And here's the most common answer that I give. There are answers. I promise you there are more answers than what you think there are. And your quest, really planning quest, has to be, I don't have a lot of money. I still am going to be living and breathing. I will need a roof over my head. How am I going to make the rest of my life look like? That's a housing issue. Even though we are talking about finances, we haven't done a good job. There's going to be Social Security, Medicare. You'll have some income. You'll have some health insurance. But eventually, it'll be a housing issue because that'll be your biggest cost that you'll have to go ahead and face with. And then you take a look and what are my options up there. And one of the most common options that I have, and we have a few of our clients who actually work on this one, but if you look at it when you're still working and you're realistic enough to know that you don't have too many rosy choices, you can do better. How can you do better? Here's one thing you can end up doing. Add up the purchasing power of your income and that of a family member. Right, clear. If you have a child, if you have a sibling in your life, and both of you are kind of alone and you're living with the same issues that you're dealing with now, what would the joint purchasing power of two incomes be? Could you make it work a little bit better? Can you buy a big enough house where you have a mother-in-law unit or there's a detached garage and you convert that into a living environment and you live there? And here's the best thing that happens. If you have a child who you can work with on this type of a plan, you can use your income to allow them to buy a house. Maybe they're renting also. Or if they have a home, maybe help them buy a bigger home. And they have children, and you can spare them the cost of caregivers, right? Babysitters. That's not a cheap cost, but you can spare them that cost. that's the foundation on which you will build, where you could stay at home much longer and your kids could be there for you, and two incomes will go much farther than just one income will end up going. That's not for everyone, but could it be for a few of you? Yeah. But who's talking about this housing planning? Not too many of us.
Mm-mm.
And that's the point of it. You know, go to Anacortes. Go join us in this quest. I promise you, the reason why we put these stories on is I want to spotlight a problem that pop culture is recognizing. So you have all these websites that recognize these problems, and I choose and select these stories. So then we can not only talk about the stories, but do an end run around the stories and say, and here's the solution to fix this thing. But the solution is not sitting on the sidelines thinking there is no answer. That is not a solution.
Mm-mm.
The solution is doing something about it. Phil?
No, you're absolutely right.
I want to tell you guys, we have Art on. By the way, first, Art, can you hear us okay? We were having some technical difficulties earlier. Art, are you on the line?
Yeah,
okay.
I can hear you.
Yeah, Art is with us, and you wanted to ask a question about how these guys make a plan, investments, and kind of an overall umbrella question, right?
Yeah, just an overall umbrella question. Me and my wife, we kind of live below our means throughout our life, and bought real estate, stock market. We're okay financially, I think. We're in our late 50s, but it's hard to find somebody to sit down with and kind of, give us confidence in our plan and just tell us we're heading the right direction. Seems like the people we want to talk to want to basically tell us where to put our money, if it's in the dividend stocks or whatever. Now, do you folks kind of help people with looking at the portfolio they have, or are you involved in, suggesting where they should put their portfolios?
Actually, we do not do the financial planning aspect directly, but we will spotlight everything that you want your planners to go ahead and answer for you before they start telling you where to invest the money. I mean, that's the missing piece in the planning, right? And that's exactly what you echo, that it's easy to find somebody who wants to tell you how to invest the money. And go to any financial planner, they'll have a different plan, and everyone's plan is the better plan than everyone else's plan. That's the problem in financial planning. And the real question in financial planning is not only how do I invest the money. Probably far more important to that is going to be, before I start investing the money, how much money do I need my income, my assets to result in or to yield so that between Social Security pensions and the amount of money that I'm going to withdraw, I have enough money to live a good quality of life so I don't worry about overspending, nor do I underspend because I'm fearful that I might be overdoing it. You need that clarity. And oh, by the way, I want to be able to live to be 105 years of age. Highly unlikely that I'll get to that age. But I want to be able to plan. So what we do, what Phil and I do, is we take a look at your financial reality, we take a look at all the issues, and then I will issue spot and say, from a financial perspective, these are the questions you want your planner to ask, to answer. How much income are you going to need? Should you buy a long-term care policy? Are you holding the money properly if you're holding it all in retirement accounts? Or should you put some in Roth accounts? Should you look into a reverse mortgage? If you have all these questions that are never asked by financial planners. And my job is to educate you enough and arm you. And then if you don't have a financial planner, we'll send you to one in Bellingham. Actually, there's one young man who just recently got trained by Aging Options. And he now is the one we are going to be referring to, and starting next week or the week after, I don't know when we have his ad cut, but we'll be actually talking about who these people are.
Just can I ask having you one more question?
Yeah, go ahead.
The question is, it seems like some of these financial planners don't really understand people that own real estate portfolios.
I mean, totally.
Real estate income.
Totally.
Does this gentleman that you're talking about understand, real estate income in this local area and that kind of
thing? I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a financial planner. Financial planners understand
how
the stock market works, right?
I know. Okay.
Right. And they're not going to understand that. But I think, working with Phil and I or whoever you work with is a life planner. I think if you can gauge and say, look, I mean, I am very comfortable with the real estate. And quite frankly, if you ask me, Art, I'll tell you this. Some of my happiest clients are the ones who have real estate in their portfolio in retirement.
Sure.
Right.
Like a dividend stock.
Exactly. I mean, you know you're going to get income.
Yeah.
And you know you have an asset that if you get too tired and you don't want to go ahead and be a landlord anymore, you can sell it, and that can be turned into asset which can then be invested into however you want to invest it. I think So let's talk. Let's, I think, sometime meet, and then if it, start by going to Anacortes or to the next seminar that we end up doing in the area, and see as to, you know, what the expanded conversation. It's just, it's not about money. It's about, money is there to give you a better outcome. Money is not the be all end all of all the planning. Money is a means to the be all end all. But what does the be all end all look like for you? That's what we need to help define. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks so much for the call, Art, and we appreciate you calling Ajon. And that, of course, leaves the line open. And it does take some courage for you to teleport yourself into the studio, but teleporting can be done without you leaving your home. Did you know that? Technology now is so advanced. You can be in our studios with us without ever leaving the comfort of your own home. Just pick up the phone and dial 360-676-5464, and you can join the conversation. Much more pleasant the conversation than talk about the things that we are going to talk about. And talking about things, we are going to talk about the advances in technology that at least are being touted, that if you have dementia, you should be able to stay at home and you should be able to deal with the loneliness, even though you may not have families with you, because technology is going to make that happen. We'll be back with that story right after this break.
Stay connected with KGMI.
Get local breaking news and all the information you need instantly. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter
at KGMI Radio.
Life kind of hits you in the face.
There's more to ensuring a successful retirement than money.
I guess the biggest fear is having my children be burdened with taking care of me.
Traditional retirement planning is often fragmented, leaving families vulnerable. Learn the essentials of a comprehensive life plan. See Rajiv Nagayach of Aging Options. Protect your dreams, equip yourselves, and empower your loved ones.
When you put it all together and you say to your family, we've taken care of this, that was so meaningful. And for my wife, it was a ton of bricks off of her shoulders.
Address health care, housing, legal, finances, and family, and receive two complimentary tickets to Rajiv's next upcoming event by visiting agingoptions.com. Ensuring you won't run out of money or become a burden on loved ones takes a plan.
You really need guidance.
See Rajiv. Visit agingoptions.com. Agingoptions.com.
Most of us hope we'll never need an attorney. When you do, call on the trusted attorneys of LifePoint Law. With a mission to protect the vulnerable, LifePoint Law will be your David amidst the Goliath of legal battles. Informing, protecting, representing, and defending. Call on LifePoint Law, 877-353-3747. For elder law and estate planning, public benefits, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid issues, LifePoint Law is on your side. 877-353-3747. 877-353-3747. From probate and trust administration to special needs and living wills to complex litigations of elder neglect and abuse, the right attorney can save you time, money, and protect your right to quality of life. When you need an attorney, call LifePoint Law, 877-353-3747. 877-353-3747.
Life kind of hits you in the face.
There's more to ensuring a successful retirement than money.
I guess the biggest fear is having my children be burdened with taking care of me.
Traditional retirement planning is often fragmented, leaving families vulnerable. Learn the essentials of a comprehensive life plan. See Rajiv Nagayach of Aging Options. Protect your dreams, equip yourselves, and empower your loved ones.
When you put it all together and you say to your family, we've taken care of this, that was so meaningful. And for my wife, it was a ton of bricks off of her shoulders.
Address health care, housing, legal, finances, and family, and receive two complimentary tickets to Rajiv's next upcoming event by visiting agingoptions.com. Ensuring you won't run out of money or become a burden on loved ones takes a plan.
You really need guidance.
See Rajiv. Visit agingoptions.com. Agingoptions.com. Traditional retirement planning can be a recipe for disaster. Is your financial, healthcare, housing, and legal plans all working together? Be sure. This is Aging Options with life planning coach, Rajiv Nagayich.
And welcome back to Aging Options. This is Elder Law Attorney Rajiv Nagayich along with
Elder Law Attorney, Life Planning Coach Phil George. And
Just like we did with Art a couple of minutes ago, Bill Davis here taking your calls at 360-676-KGMI, 360-676-5464. What is now? You guys want to talk about technology?
Yeah, I think that we do, okay. Rajiv. This is something that, and this is an article that I actually thought was pretty neat here. Apparently, there's a whole lot of technological advances that are not only helping people cure loneliness, which becomes a big issue in retirement, but it's also saying that they can help keep dementia patients at home longer.
Yeah, and you know, this is just this coming out of BBC, so I suspect this is a European study that they're taking a look at, and then it's talking about all sorts of technology, and then primarily it is sensors that are placed all over the house. Some of them are wearable sensors that you wear on your body, so blood pressure and weight and height and all that, and activity, and if you're out of pattern, you're doing things that are a little bit out of the pattern, and if you have a fall, then they can sense the fall, your sleep patterns when you're sleeping and all that. So you're giving up a lot of privacy to this particular group. But then the idea really is that even when people have dementia, if you can have somebody who can keep an eye on it, and all this information can be monitored by somebody from the outside, then people should be able to live their life in their own home. I think that at least is the hope that they're looking at.
And that's the idea, right, is to make sure that people can stay home. I mean, if they want to, just as long as they possibly can. I mean, do you see us getting to a point where everybody's wearing these sensors as they get older, and it's kind of just constantly feeding this information to their doctors and kind of keeping them safer? Do you see it more as an intrusive technology?
I see this as a fad. I see this more as a short-term solution. I think, you know, out of necessity, robots and stuff are going to eventually take over, and they are going to need to provide services to people who are just housebound and they have no family. Mm-hmm. But people who do have family, I mean, remember this, that aging is a family affair. We are still human beings. The need for human companionship probably is not easily going to go away. And I don't think that anytime soon in our horizon that we are looking at robots who are going to be just human substitutes. They'll be human supplements, right? But I don't think that they will be human substitutes. But they do hold out a little bit of hope. It's a good article to take a look at. But my sense would be after you read the article, you have to make the determination, is this you or not? And if it is not you, then your alternative is that aging is a family affair. And yes, what are you doing today to turn your life into an aging affair? Look, we're just looking at maybe a 20, 30, 40-year time horizon for the people who are in our 60s, right? And in the 20, 30, 40, or even a 50-year time horizon, I don't think technology is going to change. Maybe it will. I don't know. And we've seen some radical changes in technology. But in 50 years, will we have humanoids that are basically robots? I don't think so.
Or maybe they'll be hosting Aging Options.
Or maybe, yeah. Well, they're in Russia and in China.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about. The sports cat? I'm sorry, the newscaster?
They're robots.
There's a robotic. Have you heard about this, Phil? There's a robot newscaster in Russia TV. And by the way, the Russian people, Rajiv, they're not very happy about it. They don't like having their news delivered to them by robot. But it's a robotic newscaster.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, well, if a robotic newscaster, then that means robotic radio host might be around the corner.
We're next.
Wow.
It's just interesting. So how or where we go with this, I don't know. Maybe you in the listening audience, you're thinking, well, I don't know, it may be interesting to have a robot as a companion. Please give us a call, 360-676-5464. We can certainly talk about that. And then there's another story that we have on the website, Phil.
And this is a great story as well, Rajiv. And this is something that we talk with clients about all the time. You know, people, they do a lot of different planning for retirement, and they, you know, they talk to their attorney and they, you know, build as big of a nest egg as they can. But one of the things that sometimes people don't think about in getting into retirement is how is that going to actually affect your marriage? Yeah. And it's a fascinating article, and it's something that I, you know, it's something I've seen with members of my own family. There's a shift that happens. You've had, you know, a working couple, or at least one person has been out in the working world for the last 30 or 40 years, and then there's retirement, and then all of a sudden, boom, now you're in close quarters 24 hours a day, and and it becomes harder to kind of hide those bad habits and those ugly warts, and it can be difficult, Rajiv, for people to kind of make that transition.
Well, there's no doubt about the whole thing. And then the article does point out to some basic basic issues. 10 tips to help your marriage survive retirement, right? And I think if this had 10 tips to help your marriage survive, that may not be a bad idea either.
I mean, well, because I've heard a lot of stories about couples, you know, they're empty nesters, the kids are gone and all that, and all of a sudden they're looking at each other and it's like, who are you? I don't think I want to be with you anymore. And I hear a lot of couples break up during that. You know, they get divorced during that time.
You do.
I don't know. Wow. You know, the way I take a look at that, there's more ado about the whole thing. Where I come from, Bill, you know, in India, you never even think about that.
Oh, absolutely
not. The day that
yeah.
you get married, you're married. That's the end of the story, baby.
Right.
It's too late for you to be thinking any other way. Yeah. Here, we think about all these things. And then, therefore, you know, there's always, if you go to the website, and just for kicks and grins, I said, you know, 10 tips to help your marriage survive midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? There are a whole lot of articles about that.
Mm-hmm.
Tips to help your marriage survive the first decade of your marriage. Well, hell, there are articles about that. Right? So there's an article about anything. And so, but again, you know, give it some credence. Yeah, in retirement, life is going to end up changing. You're going to be a 24-hour companion to somebody, which you were not for a very long time. And now how do you do that? And here are the 10 tips. Share your visions on what retirement will be like.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't done that before you've retired, you're in deep trouble. Discuss how much time you will spend together. What?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to be spending the time together. When I gave that little plaque to my wife several years ago, grow old with me together. It wasn't grow old with me for half the time. It will grow old with me. It's anyway, go read this article, see what you think of it. Thanks again for spending another hour with us. Hopefully we've been able to give you some guidance, which is good for you. If you find what we talk about fascinating, go to agingoptions.com, sign up for the next seminar we have upcoming, which is going to be in Anacortes. It'll be 2 Tuesdays from today. Join us and we'll show you how you can pull together a retirement plan that'll give you a better chance of succeeding in retirement. We'll be back again next week talking about the same things we do each week. Until then, age on, everyone.
Age on, everybody.
You've been listening to Aging Options with elder law attorney and life planning coach, Rajiv Nagayach. Bring your questions, interact, and engage with Rajiv at Aging Options Live. For upcoming Aging Options Live events, visit agingoptions.com.